All right. And we are live. The last word. Lord Cognito, Ebontis, Ty Guy Travis, fresh on that Thursday evening campfire. And man, I need to play this game. It's been a while. I got to play this game, y'all.
What game do you speak of, sir?
The game that we podcast about. It's been a while.
Is it marathon?
Yeah. Well, it seems like their attention resources may be there. But that game destiny, man. Right? We got to get back to it. But before we get into all that, a lot of stuff going on. E the Cheetah, how are we doing, sir?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, getting all my, as I was saying, like right before we hit record, I'm getting everything prepared to order my new phone since I'm upgrading from the iPhone X, which is 6 years old. But I got a replacement iPhone X somewhere in the middle of there that made it limp along. But my wife is on an 11, so she's going to do the upgrade. So I'm going from an X to a 15 Pro Max. So it's going to be massive difference. So, And that's why I was like, you may look at the Apple thing and be like, these are all kind of mediocre upgrades. I'm like, for me, going to be a big change. I was trying to decide between the Pro and the Pro Max, but since I watch enough videos on my phone, I'm like, do the bigger screen. Kind of seemed like that. I have been playing a little bit of Destiny. Did the story. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. I have also been playing Lies of P for not nearly as long as Travis got to, so I am not done. Travis got to review the whole thing. I am in the middle of it.
I beat it twice, homie.
But by the time this thing comes out, probably in the morning with embargoes and guides and everything else, they updated the embargo, actually. I don't know if you saw that. Now, like, more things can come out tomorrow that weren't going to be. So I kind of updated that, which is good, which kind of makes me wonder what video I'm going to do. But I still think I probably will do one and the other. So I've been playing that, actually, since I got that on Monday. And when did you get yours?
I got mine 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so you had a week plus on me on that one. And then I've just been busy with a couple other things with, like,
speaking of that game, because now we're official at release yet, or are we not at release yet?
No.
Release is
I can talk about it.
He wants. Okay. I will be able to give facial expressions, apparently, because I'm a content creator.
Not give opinions.
I can't talk.
I'm poker faced.
Yeah.
I can't say what I want to say because it'll get Ebontis in trouble. But I can talk to Travis.
Hold on. I can here. You can say whatever you need to say.
No. This is actually
just
about.
Go. I'll just be hand signals. Just be doing wait. Shadow puppets.
We got it, and we had a different embargo, and it's out. we know this is like there was levels to the embargo. I never seen that before with a game.
Yeah, so our initial embargo was September 14, and then they emailed us, and we thought they were emailing everybody to say the embargo is actually September 13. When was your embargo? Because there was a second.
It was the
embargo.
14th, and then we got it late this week. I gave it to one of the writers along that. And then he hits me like, "Cog, is something wrong? Because it's the IGNs is out, and Winter Clubs is out." And he's like, "I'm like, bro, this is I'm literally showing you what the embargo date was." So it was just funny.
They might have just forgotten to give you the update because they changed it kind of last second. They were like, it's the 14th, and then for whatever reason, they were like, "Actually, it's the 13th." And I was like, hey,
"That's what it is." I didn't get the update.
I was already done with my review when they changed the embargo date, so nothing changed on my end. But like, a lot of people were like, "Wait, it's a day earlier now. I can't get it in time or whatever."
Yeah, so that's what happened. Okay,
you can ask Travis all the questions you want. I'll be over here off screen.
We're good. We have questions. No, I don't have any. That was it. That was literally it.
He doesn't care about this game. Okay. But if you want to know about it, I saw somebody in the comments asking, is it harder than Bloodborne or more easy? I think it's harder than Bloodborne. I think Bloodborne's the easiest Souls game. So this is like a little harder than that because they add a little bit of Sekiro in there. It's a good game. And I really liked it. You can watch my review. I gave it an 8 out of 10, but its biggest sin is that it does nothing really new to the Souls like genre. It's basically just like another Souls like, but it is a very good Souls like. So if you like that genre, you'll probably like this game. I think it's pretty good. It also has a good story, which is surprising. It's about Pinocchio.
Yeah, I saw the narrative synopsis of what it. I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. I wonder how they're gonna.
I'm going to publish a news piece tomorrow that is going to be a spoiler news piece for people who have beaten the game or who don't plan on playing it and don't care. But it is about the post-credit scene to the game that has some interesting implications. So
nice.
I'm gonna have that up, I think, on the day it comes out, or the 18th or 19th or something. So
nice.
If you don't plan on playing the game, you should at least read that article, because I think it's gonna surprise some people.
Fair enough.
So that's mostly what I've been doing. Playing that and keeping up with a little bit of life here and there. I was trying to think, this weekend what I was doing. I was still decent amount in Starfield. Shout out to everybody watching the Starfield video. It is creeping towards 500,000, so thank you guys.
Jesus!
Yeah.
I mean, not too bad for...
Not too bad for a variety channel.
Yeah, for variety,
It is something about that specific... Now, I had a couple other. I had my shipbuilding...
What was it, your review? Is it your review?
No, my review is not even 5,000 views.
Woo!
Not even 5,000 views on the review, and then the beginner's guide is at 477,000 views.
Bro.
Yeah,
that's the game.
This is a wiki creator's dream.
Dream.
It explains nothing to the player, and its UI is really, really grungy. Well, so
I put a shipbuilding guide out. That one's got 55,000.
Did you call it? What was it?
What'd you say?
Shipbuilding?
Oh, shipbuilding.
I'm not I'm not working, my porcelain magic over here or anything like that. Come on. Thank you all for the support.
I didn't know you did a ship guide. How's that one doing?
That one's got 55K. That one actually, it's funny because, it is still very much a Destiny channel. Mm-hmm. And it takes, it took 2 days for it to bust out of my average. And it creeped up above it. So it's just, some of those where I make them, they start slow, and then they gotta, get into the algorithm kind of thing.
Yeah, imagine are you doing?
So
over
I just
here?
Want to say thank you. If you are watching this, you hear this later on, you have any support on my YouTube channel, thank you all for watching and viewing and giving that content some love. It's been half of very now. Appreciated. Yeah, that's
wow.
I mean, all I'll say is my starship building guide for Starfield has more views than Ubuntu's. So who's the real?
Oh, then views on that one guide probably has more views than my entire lifetime channel, I would almost guess.
Well, if you're going just by YouTube, you would be surprised. The YouTube video has I think 60K, something like that. It's not that much.
Yeah, but what's on
but we
overall views on I know YouTube. What's what's your overall
or can I would you have to say? Look it up a few different places. I would have to see how many on our site locally, but yeah, it's doing okay.
Yeah, I will say the Starfield content was worth the lack of sleep, though. We will definitely go with that. Has been appreciated, but now it's as it was that, then Lies, and then I'm waiting to see if anything comes through for Lords of the Fallen. I'm on the same train as Travis here for a couple in a row. It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's most of me. Travis. I know what you did just post, but
just posted my review for Lies of P, and then today I published a preview for Airport Sim.
Very important.
I'm very interested in that right now.
It's a game where you work at an airport and they have you sort people's luggage and refuel ships. Cog, what's up with your fix your face, buddy? What's wrong?
I love when that is turned on, Cog, because it doesn't happen that often, but when it does happen, it's great.
I have questions though. Can you be TSA? What can you can't say?
So here's the thing.
Is the role?
I thought this was going to be a game where you build and manage an airport and get to do weird things have a TSA security slider and you can kind of risk it or whatever.
Risk it all.
But no, it is a game where you start on the tarmac and people are telling you that you need to do things like set up traffic cones and unload people's luggage.
Oh, you're on this. Okay.
You're literally, you're just an employee at an airport whose job is to
this is great.
You judge me for spending a dozen hours working at an airport for sure.
I'm more interested in this review than anything. Like when you have to do quirky games is my favorite. Love those reviews. Continue.
So it's not a review, it's a preview.
Preview, excuse me.
Which is important because in my review I try to not talk too much trash about how poorly the game runs, but it broke a lot while I was playing it. Things didn't work. So it's an unfinished game. you know, be charitable to these guys, assume that they're going to fix some problems with it. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing was I got to learn a lot about how airports work, which was kind of cool. And then, you know, it has some stuff in it that's pretty fun. But yeah, it was a very odd experience. And that's why I like doing previews, because you never know what you're going to end up playing for 12 hours and writing about. But highly recommend you watch the video, because it is super funny. Like I got a lot of weird footage of, there's one point where I set up a jetway for all, you know, the people, they onboard from the ship and they walk there. And for whatever reason, the people got stuck in the jetway and they started to accumulate and then got clumped up in a giant ball. And then there was just a whole bunch of people. And then I opened the door to the jetway and you just see like human mass, like glitching out in your face. And I went up behind the jetway and I saw them all just like twitching erratically in a giant ball. And I could not finish the level because of that. I was like, all right, these passengers are just never going to make it off the ship. They're trapped here eternally. And that was the end of my playthrough on that one. But the video is absolutely hysterical. All the stuff I did. So yeah, it was pretty fun. Also, I had one time D was playing with me because I needed a multiplayer partner, obviously. And I roped her into doing it. Mm-hmm. She picked up a pump to refuel the ship, and then her game crashed. Oh, and when her game crashed, it removed her character from the game, but it also removed the handle for the pump. And so the handle disappeared with her. The pump is just a snake, of rubber on the ground with no handle.
There's is it no just way spewing fluid this. Or is that,
no, it
it's
has
not
no fluid.
Good.
It's just vibrating unrealistically. It became like a weird, just disembodied tube. Yeah, it was hilarious. So there's just lots of stupid stuff like that in the preview. And I kind of just had fun with it, guys.
When moments go wrong at the gas station.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought it was so funny that rather than putting the handle back on the belt, it just took it with her.
See, that's one of those moments where you wonder how games are made.
Yeah, how that game was made.
Yeah, because you can see like, okay, so if this person attaches to it, now it's like part of you. So if you leave, it goes with you. Because that's, I don't know if you guys saw the Starfield glitch where people are like robbing a puddle.
Oh,
yeah.
My level of that is way worse.
Oh, you know about that, huh?
Well, no, mine's
do it, Cog.
Oh. Wow. There's one that's actor. You thought that one was bad? Oh, wait, I got a hustle that blow.
Tell me that one.
The New Atlantis, you about the New Atlantis one? Where you literally can get like 70,000 a day and you just rob the ship person, the ship salesman.
Isn't that what Ibantis did? But he did it by accidentally
I don't have a floor texture anymore, and I robbed that guy for $270,000, put $270,000 parts on my ship, went back underground, and picked up that $270,000. Yeah, so I was like, I have free shipbuilding into Atlantis. Yes, that's how broken mine is. Yeah.
So what you do is then you go fly to Venus, and then time there, you just have to advance it 10 hours, and then you come back to that solar system, and it's back on again.
See, that's like one of those things about Starfield where it's like
10 hours in Venus?
Yeah, you got to go 10 hours. Because if you want the time to advance faster based on the way Venus is structured, that's the fastest way.
Oh, is Venus like the quickest lapping around the sun?
The quickest lap, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, because you can't technically land on Mercury.
So you land on Venus, and then just sleep in your ship 10 hours, and then go back to New Atlantis and go right back underneath and do what you do. It's the greatest hustle.
How do you get they underneath stop it, though?
I'll send you.
Yeah, it's like because
necessary requirements.
So yeah, that's kind of one of those to where it's like, there are certain things in that. Maybe I want to sell some stuff, like you have a good amount of contraband. You want to sell it to a vendor. The vendor only has like 11,000, so you got to sell a little, sit at a chair for like a day, sell a little. I'm like, that's the type of stuff where I'm like, that doesn't feel necessary. Just give the dude some money. Like, and it's...
Because what it is, Bethesda knows that their games have these issues, so that's kind of, I guess, in my opinion, one of their little safeguards, so to speak, that they're gonna have a limited amount per day, so to speak.
I was like, if people are gonna cheat in the game, they could just spawn 6,000 contraband, give the, like, you could do console commands and probably break it all, but it's just kind of one of those where, yeah, it's like the fact that, oh, you gotta sleep here for 48 hours to make sure they restock their 11 grand so you can sell your stuff. I'm like, I mean, at this point, it's almost better just go fly after some space pirates with some bounties and then go board their ship and then take their money and then blow their ship up and then get the reward for the bounty. Oh, I ended up probably, I don't know if I'm 130 or 140 hours in Starfield. I put a lot of time into it, but at this point, my game is crashing a lot.
You might just need a new save, bro.
I mean, that's, joint, yeah.
Like, your foundation has been bad from the beginning.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, it's kind of at that point. But I mean, I've got a lot out of it. I've seen what New Game Plus, like, what happens when you do that. I think I experienced most of what it's going to be there. So yeah. I don't know how much I need to go back. It's not at this point.
I feel you. Yeah,
what have you been up to? May as well get to you 20 minutes later. Sorry.
Bro. Now these are fun stories today. Yeah, this week has been crazy. You know, I had to rush out and we had our Forza impressions off based on our preview event.
I saw you and I saw Maddie's. Yeah. You guys are the racing hardcore.
Now, right? three, one.
The master racers.
The master racers, right? But it was funny. The one that I'm most proud of is the Turn 10 interview with Chris Sasaki, creative director, and talking about machine learning, talking about the collision system. I thought was really cool.
I saw that.
That part where it's like, because there's times, let's be honest, like they try to promote clean racing in that game.
Yeah.
And as a Horizon guy, one of my biggest fears is when the race starts. And it's that, you know, well, that 10
cops. I mean, that's every race in real life, too, yeah.
Right. So me, I'm like, man, I'm trying to be good. I'm hitting the racing line. I'm braking. I'm not trying to, you know, rub paint. And it was really cool because once you made contact, whether it was your fault or not, you'd see a collision icon. And then you could see the game, like, processing. And I was asking Chris, I was like, is it judging me? Like, what is it during that process? And the way they broke it down is using machine learning. So at the point of collision, the 15 seconds before the AI is looking at, as far as the racing line, clean racing, who at fault, and then the 15 seconds after, and then they make a determination. So a lot of times what they would consider not fault, because, you know, people were just doing the racing line and it was natural, then it would say no penalty and you just continue. But there were times when I know I kind of like...
You barreled through their left door and used them to turn the corner, yeah.
Kind of real rough with it and
flat classic strategy.
Yeah.
Bro, that's...
It's NASCAR just ride
all
the ball.
In real life, by the way.
Yeah. Bully ball my way right through, you know, dual type of tactics. And yeah, they were like...
Try doing it in real life. It doesn't work if you try to use somebody else's car to stop your momentum at
the top.
The only one that works is in NASCAR if you ride the wall. That one actually did work.
Yeah, that's true. The guy tried it because he saw it in video games. I saw that.
You see that cog?
No, I've never seen. I didn't see that.
There was a real NASCAR driver that was like, that works in video games. I wonder if I could do it in real life. And they just rode the wall and went max speed, and it worked. They won the race.
Yep,
that's insane.
Yeah, they just massive. I don't know if they won or not. I forget, but like. Yeah, just full speed and just like, you know, ripping part of your car off because you've got a roll cage, but like just past like, you know, 10 people in one turn towards the end or something like that, which was,
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I did that. Like I said, go check that out if you guys have a chance. Really enjoyed the interview with Chris. So he was awesome. And then, it's been more Starfield. It looks like the spoiler cast, Maddie is requesting. I thought I was done in Starfield by 100. No. So I got to, basically, it's every faction quest line. And we'll do a separate one for the actual, you know, New Game Plus in the game itself.
I guess bring any guests on for that one.
Yeah, I mentioned candidates.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got a lot of people who would probably talk about that.
Yeah, I know you were interested. Obviously, Travis, you're more than welcome if you're interested. We're going to see. So for the faction one, it's going to be interesting because I got to get a lot of those done still. So,
You give Starfield? Did you review? Did you give it?
I gave it an 8.
Yeah, he gave it an 8.
I scored it and gave it an 8.
That would have been my review, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like. There's things that you can nitpick, but again, it's like if you do understand that it is a Bethesda game, like you're not going to get certain facial animations, and you still have like, I mean, some of the things you see with like the little like Twitter clips of like people talking, somebody like bobs in and like comes back out.
I like if someone like photo NPC bombs your conversation.
Oh, I had one, and that's kind of some of the immersion breaking stuff. Like if you're going for immersion, that's going to get broken a lot because there's one point I'm having a conversation, and some NPC is like running into the other person, like boof, 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 boof. And it's like and the other person I'm talking to was just getting like worked over there.
Yep, those are the best.
So those are like moments. But I mean, it's like, and that's the thing. It's like if I got to the point with like I had subtitles just on, I don't know if they were just there and I left them on. I didn't even think about it. I started just reading those and listening to the voice more than actually watching the face, and it was almost more enjoyable because it was less of like, yeah, it's like it got, because it got me a way of like staring at whether it was like Sarah kind of with like the dead eyes, or I mean, Andreja, I feel like, is actually like not bad. Barrett's animated actually really good when you get into some of his stuff. Some of the characters are good, but then some of the quests, like just the generic ones you talk about.
Your character is the worst. You ever stand up from a chair in that game?
Just like,
yeah.
You are like a zombie. And my dude looks like white guy zombie of all time. So it's just like, yeah. So I was like, wow. But I mean.
Playing a white guy. You hear that, Cog?
Yeah.
You have to say about
but that. Like shipbuilding, like the tool set itself, whether it's a little finicky, is cool to tinker with. Like Outposts, I could see some fun, but there's also some annoyances to it. But I would say like it did some very cool stuff. Are there things I would change about it? All over the place. But the overall package, I feel, was like, I think, and this is why I've kind of been trying to go after the reviews, the IGN scale, just to like sit there and be like, I don't, it's like, because there are a couple of these where it's like it could be a 6.5. It's like, no, make the decision. So it's like trying to go to 7 or 8. Yeah. Now it'd be harder to do like the kind of funny like 3, 4, or 5 stars like out of 5. That'd be a harder
one.
They do
half, don't they? Don't they do half stars?
Sometimes maybe, because then you may as well just have a 10-point scale. Yeah,
it's a 10-point scale. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like I had a good time.
Starfield character creator. He was in the Starfield character creator, and he was like, "What do I want the future to look like?"
Yo!
That's wild funny.
But yeah, I was like, I mean, I've told multiple people, it's like when that game started, it was a 6 in my head. I'm like,
Yeah, I was the same way. I was like, dude, this game started off not good. Yeah. It is not. Yeah. Yeah.
And then finally, when you like, you do multiple faction quests, like the Crimson Fleet and the UC, and then you do the Vanguard, Ryujin, I know you guys enjoyed more with stealth, and then the Freestar. I don't know how that quest line is. I know the reward's actually very good with the ship.
The quest line's okay. I think Freestar is probably the weakest one in terms of story. Ryujin is the best in terms of mission design.
What's your number two?
Also not really that. I think the best one is actually the Vanguard. Which
the Vanguard is fire.
It upsets me because I hate the Vanguard.
Me too. Like I was thinking, I was feeling like Destiny. I was like, I shouldn't pick the Vanguard. Like, oh no, it just something felt like I shouldn't pick them.
The Crimson Fleet feels a lot like a tragedy if you end up siding with Sysdef at the end. Like, that's the wrong choice. You have to side with Crimson Fleet. I will debate anyone that the Crimson Fleet are morally the correct choice in that plot line. I will debate anyone.
I heard a rumor that there's an important NPC you could potentially get based on decisions.
I got that NPC. And I also got, I mean, you get access to the Crimson Fleet's base, the key. I assume they don't give you that.
No. I mean, I have.
Yeah, which is crazy. It's like 5 vendors all with like, five vendors all with 5-figure inventory credits to spare. A ship mechanic that gives you exclusive Crimson Fleet stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot I don't have.
Like if you don't choose to side with the Crimson Fleet, you're screwing yourself over. But also, you're making the wrong decision morally. I will debate anyone with that.
I think I knew you went full space pirate, so I wanted to pick the other side to see.
Yeah.
So that was part of the reason I did that too.
Sucks.
Like,
that sucks that you don't get access to any of that, because like
you have to basically go to the den
or I'll steal a ship, and sometimes it'll be like, oh, I've got, you know, illegal cargo on the ship I stole, and I don't know where it is. I can't search the ship to find it. So
that's happened.
And so it's like, oh, I guess I've got to go to a place that won't scan me when I land, because if you're just going to change your ship, you'll get arrested on the way. You'll be like, hey, I stole this ship. I don't know that there's illegal stuff on it. Yeah. And they'll just arrest you anyway.
Basically, I did that once. Yeah. I was like, and then I reloaded the save. I'm like, where the hell is this crap? And it's just like sitting on a table.
Thank you, Reginald. Sarah Morgan is the worst. Thank you.
I agree. I am not
Thank
a fan.
Thank you.
Andreja, all the way.
Oh, Andreja. Yeah,
Andreja's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying in the IGN
she's
slot,
like going to have a deal. Like, she's got to be part of DLC.
Sarah Morgan is the girl you dated in high school before you knew what like adult love was, and that, you know, maybe you married because you got her pregnant or whatever. And Andreja is the girl that you started dating after college who like fixed you. You know what I mean?
That is awesome.
That's the difference. Yeah,
bro, she is awesome. I love the jokes. I love, you know, she just brings extra perspective to a lot of missions. Just having her around is super dope. Now, I will give only had one conversation with Sarah that I was like, all right, even though I'll never take you with me anywhere,
I did respect. Like, she tried to challenge me on my beliefs on something as the game went on, when you are introduced to entities and things. So during that period, it was like, well, you know, I don't even know if we've, you know, this is the right thing. Should we have done it? I'm like, wait a minute. Ain't you the leader of Constellation? Aren't you the one that directed this whole initiative? And now you're questioning things? It was, we had this like great philosophical debate. That was probably the best and only time I liked the character, because I challenged her on her own thing. And she kind of backed down. She was like, well, you are right, but I'm just worried. I didn't know if we should.
Who was that?
You know, Sarah. That was the only conversation I've had with her. And I was like, all right, this was a really dope conversation. But other than that, stay home. I don't ever want to hang out with you. I don't want to ever be with you.
I love how even if you don't take her on missions, she still runs up to you and criticizes you. It's crazy. It's like, who told you?
Oh, yeah. She was sitting outside of the lodge waiting for me just to be like, yo, what's up? I'm like, she's like, I need to talk to you. I'm like, what, before I go in there? And sleep with Andrasia again for an XP bonus. Yeah, I gotta get my XP bonus. I gotta sleep with Andrasia a lot. It's just the thing.
Nice.
It's funny that it actually gives you 5% more once 5% you have like the, you get your emotionally like stable thing or whatever. It's
that's
like,
hilarious.
Yeah, there's a lot of little random stuff like that. So.
Yeah, so that's been pretty much it for me. Like I said, I've been trying. I had my whole week. I was like, that's they going back. It's just, this week is just so much. It was so many games. And then obviously Lies of P came out.
So that's the end of the podcast. All right, guys. You have no destiny this week. Nope.
I tried, man. I tried. It's just a crazy time. And then I believe Mortal Kombat comes out again. We got Phantom. What's the other one for Cyberpunk?
Phantom Liberty.
Yeah.
That's so cinematic. That's cinematic today. Holy crap. That looked good.
Yes.
Yeah. That is how you do like faces. I'm trying to figure out, I was watching the Idris Elba section and it was just like him. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this is a cinematic, but I'm like,
yeah,
for a moment, I wasn't sure. And I was like, it looks really good. They did excellent on that. Today was apparently all the other gaming news.
Yes. Yes.
Travis, did you play the story this week for Destiny? Since we are about 30 minutes in, I'll do a hand wave for Destiny talk now. 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm fully caught up with the story. Luckily, they haven't asked you to do a whole lot. So good.
Yeah,
I've just been keeping up with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this week we got another
40 minutes every week. You play for like a
not much. I was gonna say we got a new element, you know, that you can attune with or whatever, and all that is pick a color. Doesn't do much. And then you gotta go do a lost sector and shoot enemies with that type of damage, and now you're attuned with the element. I'm like, is this doing anything? It lets me interact with a couple of cards on the spire.
Okay.
Pretty much all that's doing right now. Some of the cards are still time gated. We're like 4 weeks in, so I'm kind of curious how long those take to unlock. We did get a new story beat with a kind of an. I like how they got the interaction of more of the helm.
Mm.
They literally had us interact with last season.
Ooh. Okay.
Best way I can say that without telling you before you play
this
it.
Is good. This is good.
But I kind of like how, you know, they're actually. You know, a lot of seasons before have been very segmented. They feel, you have like kind of an overarching, like, we're going to get the witness kind of thing. But they're actually like connecting seasonal characters this time. Because I actually had to walk to a different part of the helm for the story. And I was like, all right, that's cool. I appreciate that kind of a nod and why they're doing it. So that was kind of cool without saying too much. Kind of curious. I am curious where the season ends. Probably going to be about week 7 is what the Triumph say. So we've got a few more weeks. But I am kind of curious what level, you know, Eris gets to. Is she going to reach like 9,000, or is she going to go up over 9,000, or is she going to be enough to face Zivu or
real beefy?
I mean, she doesn't look much different, but I don't know what her power level's like, you know, when they start trading blows, but
is she, I do have, you can spoil this for me. Is she losing it?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. So she's still, in, for the most part, in control. That's why I was curious if they're going to go there with it, with how in-depth. Because I feel like I don't trust Savathun all the way. So there's a part of me that's like, by her doing this, you know, do we lose the humanity of Eris? And I was curious if they go that route.
She says she's still in control. I guess we will have to see when she gets to, like, full level. But this week actually kind of gives you a reason why she probably can maintain her humanity.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Dope,
that's
dope.
Why I think that's, that, does that make
that's
sense?
That's great. That was a great clue.
Also, I think she lost her humanity when she got the third eye.
I mean, that's fair. She went full Doctor Strange kind of thing, so.
Are you implying that she got trapped, butchered, and...
I'm implying that humanity is not a synonym for good person. She can be a good person and not a human.
She just wants to make sure you get your get your stuff off her map kind of thing.
This you again are showing your racism against the aliens of destiny. First, we learned a couple months ago that you believe that they should be in a separate part of the tower. All right.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. Yeah, big tower, great again.
You wanted them to attend different schools than your children. If I recall correctly, you were segregating the water fountains for
now
you have been caught red-handed. Mm-hmm. Claiming that if you are not human, you cannot have any humanity.
All I can tell you is this type of discussion, I did not see it going that direction. Having this kind of discussion in a podcast, if you're not watching the video, you should. Cracking me up right now.
Reading demonic text and turning into things.
Also, if you're not watching the video, you probably aren't seeing the deep sarcasm and cognized eyes.
Yeah, it's kind of great, but yeah.
We're just messing with each other.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
But yeah, so you got, story was pretty light, but like the connection we got this week was kind of unique. I enjoyed that. But not too much else. Just kind of like run and spire a little bit, getting some frames. Grandmasters did go off this week with kind of the heist battleground. I think it's Europa. Yo, Forte. Hello, Church of the Last Word. During my hiatus from D2, I discovered the world of Starfield and Remnant 2. Both one good, one great, one amazing. Sorry, got to go by the proper titles there. Yeah, finally log into D2 for the first time in months and I feel lost. Help, I need your guidance.
I tell you, I'm with you. This is the most I've not played Destiny. It's been 2 weeks. I feel lost. I'm like, I don't know what to do. That's why I'm listening.
One person below says, don't.
nah, I'm coming back.
I mean, you can play a little. I mean,
honestly, if you wait till about week 7, you could just play the story in one run if you get that kind of time.
I don't want to get too far behind.
To quote an article I laughed at a couple years ago, now is the perfect time to stop playing Destiny. Remember that headline?
Yes.
That was so funny. But I was like,
more I'm away, the more I get comfortable away. And I don't
want to. Fine, Cog. My view has always been, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
True.
And there's something great about being away and coming back and like stepping into a warm bath, Cog. You're like, this feels like home. It's nice and refreshing. So I would say don't be too afraid of it. You're all good. I'm going to be logging on to finish the stories, but like my relationship with Destiny now is I play when there's something new to do. And then as soon as I'm done with that new thing, I stop playing it.
I just have all that new hotness out there. And then, one thing I do realize, though, that it will be to my favor that when I do come back, that RNG gonna be nice because the way the
I've been saving it up, be like, oh, Teddy played in a while.
Me and Teddy have a deep theory on that. Like, we firmly believe that they
embrace your wandering eye, Cog. That's why
I'm not used to cheating this long.
But I mean, that's kind of one of those things is like when I do boot it up. That's the thing is like, if I don't play it like every day, every week going on, it's like playing a lot of Liza B. It's like, what's going on Tuesday? I don't mind running like 2 or 3 spires, find the secrets, run a couple altars, run a strike or two. And I'm like, that's not a bad way to spend some time because it feels fresher. It's like, if you do play this every single day, couple hours a day, that's when it's going to get tiring for anybody. There's a lot you can do, but I mean, we've done a lot of it by now.
I know what my problem is. The problem is I'm a person, if I have a set plan of games and things I'm going to do, I can't throw Destiny on first because I will find things to do and then that'll dominate my time. So now that I'm not picking Destiny first, that's what's happening. And Destiny is actually the one that's like, hey, remember me kind of thing. But yeah, that's what's going on. But you made a good point. I will get back to it. But I do want to know what's going on with this story. And you know what? I knew it's bad for me. My goal is always get the seasonal exotic that's in the Lost Sector out the way. Yeah. I ain't even got that joint. That's the
Warlock.
I got the Titan one early, yeah. And I got the Titan one early, and they disabled it.
Yep. I also have that one.
Is loadouts fixed yet?
Fully, I don't know, actually. Wait, somebody in chat... Well, no, loadouts work if it's on your character, but it can't third-party, or it can't...
Oh, right.
It can't pull from the vault. I don't think it can pull from the vault. There was a point where it couldn't pull from the vault. I know that for sure. Now, if that's fixed, I haven't actually kept track of it. But there was a point, not fully. Okay, yeah, we're still at the point where if it's on your character, it'll move stuff around, but it cannot pull from the vault right now.
And what about, is my warlock thing no longer disabled? The strand one. Remember the new strand warlock thing that day? It was running wild in PvP.
Weave Walker.
Please tell me that's not still disabled.
I feel like that's got to be okay by now, because I think that was mostly related to Crota. I don't know for sure again, because I don't think I've seen it mentioned, but I was like, I feel like that was mostly related to Raid Race, because the Weave Walker was like, I'm God mode now kind of thing. Like, yeah, that was a little ridiculous. Cool. Yes, you can.
I want to try it.
Now. Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, thank you. Well, all right. Appreciate you. All right, cool. That excites me to come back.
Yeah, so I mean, story, definitely check it out. You know, it's easy to keep up with the story right now. Nothing too crazy. We did get a swab. Quid. Yeah, I still do it. Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. Someday I'll get it right, but probably not the
chat saying lag and we keep cutting out.
Yeah, one sec.
Massive lagging, drop frames.
Yeah, for bitrate's really low right now.
Discord? Or just bitrate in general?
No, just the bitrate. Mm-hmm.
Because your upload is still...
My upload should... Great, right? No, I should be gig down and up. That's why I was like, this is...
Gig down and up?
Yeah, gig. Yeah.
That's my favorite sex move.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm. You good?
How you been, girl?
Hey, baby. How we doing? What's going on out there?
That's pretty good. you could catfish me with that voice.
Oh, he left? I didn't even realize. He went to the pole.
Hey guys, welcome to Ties of Tea. That's what I would call my streaming channel. Ties of Tea. On this show, we're gonna talk about how Ubuntu's is the worst. Hey, we were just talking about you.
All right, let me try and lower the bit rate down, even though...
Weavewalker is still disabled due to the DR issue in... Come on, I'm never going to get a chance to use this damn power yet, man.
You're not even playing the game anyway.
Yeah, but it would be nice to have these things.
Okay, I should not have... Yeah, it's still showing, like, connection issue.
Oh, Gary going really in. On, Gary going in on your five.
I know.
Yeah, go at him, Gary. Get him.
Wow, this shows that I haven't been doing the podcast that much. We do not have not a whole lot of people tuning in tonight, but that's also a Destiny show, I guess.
Is that true?
Yeah, but I think it's also the connection stuff.
Okay, now I'm showing like, let's see,
it shows
numbers are higher now.
Mm-hmm. Let me refresh the stream.
I'm fired temporarily. That's cool.
Oh no, dropping down.
Wait, you can't fire me if you never paid me. Hold on.
Well, for all of you listeners out there, this is the fun part of a live show. Oh, that actually went down to zero.
Wow. Oh, we dying out
zero
here.
But what? Then it popped 0 kilobits per second. Like, since I was doing like 1440/60 before, and remember that when I did 1440/60, it was just like perfectly smooth.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like bouncing all over the place. I don't quite know.
What could it be?
I don't know. I haven't had any like issues
just
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've started the stream, I can't change it.
Ew.
Like once you kind of lock in your settings to actually like upload to, can't really change it.
All right. Vision chips. You could Weavewalk in PvE, just not PvP. Oh, okay. Now that's cool. That's cool. Now that makes sense. Cause I heard it's super oppressive in PvP.
Well, yeah, you're basically in God mode. So yeah, a little bit.
It's a little oppressive.
All right, well, I kind of want this thing to get back, but not much I can do to restart the stream.
It seems okay now.
All right,
it seems okay. All right. Seems clear. Those numbers, maybe I just got to not look at it for a little bit. Serious question, when are we going to add a picture of Travis at the campfire to the cheetah and the shinobi? I think a Photoshop of Travis right there would kill.
I'm already there. Roasting over so the this fire. Is a fun fact. I'm already on he's the photo. There.
Yeah, technically he's there.
I am a necktie and I'm hanging from one of the, I think they killed me is the implication in the art. They
this
killed
is,
me
this
and
is our
they
trophy
took my
from
tie.
Where we murdered trophy.
Yeah, and they hung it up as a trophy above the campfire, and I think I'm burning. I think that's also an
I tried to urge that you were not too over the top, but yeah,
I
was like,
you're roasting me over a fire after committing murder against
Travis
me.
Roasting
so I am technically, I'm a big part of it. Why do you think they're at the campfire? They're there digging my hole to put me in. That's why they're camping. Yeah, they're burying me. That's been the story.
Yeah, we have it set up that way. That way we can just, whenever Travis leaves the show, we're already prepared.
That's right.
Go.
Yeah. I see green. We might be back. I see green. All right. We should there be back. Okay, thank you for putting up with that wonderful bump in the road. Things seem to be back. Okay, well, as I was saying, we do have a twab or a twid or whatever you want to call it.
A twid.
Twid.
I don't want to call it that. I really don't. Yeah, to me, it'll always be a twab. Always just like twab. Twitter will always be Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing, come final shape, legendary shards are gone.
Season
23, they will be phasing them out of some places. So whether it's the Monumental Lost Lights, I think that's like legendary focusing and a couple of the other things, the legendary shards will be gone. Also, when it comes to focusing engrams in season 23, like the legendary shards will also be gone. Now, there was a recent tweet. Shout out to the Bungie team for saying this. They said, we see the feedback on legendary shard removal regarding glimmer and prices of focusing. Because the biggest thing is like the number of engrams to focus like one Iron Banner weapon. 25,000 glimmer. You're like, all right, 5 engrams. 5 engrams for Nightfall, 5 engrams for legacy weapons, 5 engrams for trials weapons. That's like, so they state, as part of this change, we'll be increasing the drops of glimmer, ritual engrams, Iron Banner engrams, and materials of other kind across many parts of the game. This is an early look at the plans, and final values are still being tweaked. Our goal is to put greater emphasis on earning rewards by playing Destiny the way y'all want.
I just kicked a fascist out of our comments section. Pretty chill. Sorry about that.
It sounds good.
So. Oh, did you guys do it? Thanks.
Yeah.
Did you see him? Did you see what he was saying?
No, I completely missed it. Thanks.
He was a Russian bot, quite literally. Oh. He was advocating for Putin.
Oh.
Wonderful. There you go. Gotta love the YouTubes. Legendary shards are going away. Are you guys okay with this? Some people have glitch their way to 100,000 of these things, probably. I probably have, like, 12K, something like that. More than I ever need.
I feel like I own 100 million Prussian francs right now. You ever feel like that? You know? Like a whole bunch of currency to a country that no longer exists.
Yeah, I have 16,000, actually. More than I thought I did.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I have a lot. I think I've got 40K or something like that. Or it might be over...
So like, what do you guys feel about like 7 years of work kind of going?
Yeah, you're the currency guy. I'm very curious.
I mean, on one hand, it seems they're getting rid of a currency, which I'm always in favor of. But on the other hand, it's their main currency.
Yeah.
And I have the inclination that they are going to replace it with a different currency. Look, if they
definitely
remove this
sounds like they are for Zer, but.
Yeah, if they remove this currency and they don't replace it with another bullshit currency, then I'm for it. I'm never going to knock a currency going away, even if it's one that I happen to be rich in. But if they just replace it with like Ooby Doob slices and I've got to own, 50 Ooby Doob slices to buy the next season's stuff, I'm going to go postal.
And he's played that game, so he knows how.
All I'm saying is, if you remove this currency and you give me another useless currency that you're going to force me to collect, Bungie, I insist that you give every player a free seppuku emote. It will be a multiplayer emote so that my friend can be my Kaishakunin and chop off my head at the moment of agony. if you do that,
I was going to say, how often does this come up? This is not the first time.
It's like, not the first time.
We've got we're on kind of a monthly cadence right now.
I think I try to bring up Seppuku every about
once a month. We're pretty consistent. What is current? What this month is causing Travis to want to commit Seppuku?
What is it? What is it this time? So look, if you're gonna replace it with another currency, which I think you're going to,
Say they're not, except for Xur. It does sound like Xur is getting a rework for Final Shape. Maybe it's going to be Strange Coins, but that'll be a different thing. But it seems like engrams and pretty much all the places you might normally see it, like pulling ships out of your vault or whatever, all that stuff seems like they're just going to Glimmer. Now, my issue is, I would like to have more Glimmer.
Right, yeah, the cap.
Like, 250k, it's not that hard to go through.
Yeah.
For those who that are adept weapon farmers, like if you go adept trials weapons, 50k, you pull five weapons, you're out. Like, that seems kind of crazy. I don't think you can do, but, like, Nightfall Ciphers and stuff like that, like, 10 Nightfall Ciphers is a lot. But I will be curious how they kind of balance the Glimmer and Engram in the caps for those. Because I think you're, like, capped to, like, 10 Nightfall Ciphers or something means they do want you to spend those more seasonal keys. Yeah, we do get a seasonal key every time, but that's kind of a thing. I'm with you. If they take it out and they can balance things without it being there, because it's just the currency that they can't balance around anymore. Some people have way too many that they could never outprice that stuff and not just ruin the average player's experience. It is going to kind of suck to not be able to just, like, dump some legendary shards for some Glimmer if I need it.
Yeah, I used to do that little power exchange.
The Rahul Bank, the Rahul Bank is not there anymore, so that will be kind of sad. If it simplifies things, it's not a bad thing. There's one less thing to worry about. But it will depend on if it just makes things more grindy, because then it's like, oh, I'm out of Glimmer. I got to go find farm public events or whatever. I'm like, that I don't want to do.
Oh, yeah. Facts. That's a life.
It's like dropping Glimmer in more places. If I break down a legendary, like, give me like a good chunk of money, like make it still feel good. Don't make it. Don't add different friction. Remove friction. That's all I want.
Easy. You don't know what type of conversation you have, but
what? In those situations, you don't want much friction, so I don't know what you're talking about. The least amount of friction possible, probably, so.
Clearly.
I love Travis right now.
Isn't it all about friction? Isn't that the whole point?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you're not hanging out with a lot of sandpaper these days, so there's got to be a balance there, sir.
There's a difference between friction and roughness, sir.
Wow.
Let's get into this. This isn't a Destiny podcast anymore. This is now.
We are something else.
People who listen to the show, a couple comments last week were like, Destiny starts here. Some people are going to be like, Destiny starts here. and then it ends like 17 minutes later. And then it's just like, it's a mess after this. You only need this part of the show. That's it.
Oh, man. No, this is good. This is good. I'm surprised. I'm surprised they did it, because it's been such a staple for everything. It has been the main currency. It has been involved in every aspect of transactions, even when they brought in crafting, right? You know, you had to still have shards. You still have to do this. So it's always been intrinsic, but it's the right move because, you know, as hardcore Destiny players, we forget, like, you come into this game, you don't have the necessary requirements from shards to be able to do the simplest of things. If you're a new player, you're like, how do I get, you know, 100 shards or whatever it is? You're just starting. So, yeah, it's something that had to bring down the barrier for new players. And I like their explanation. They had to make it accessible. So this is towards the right direction. I'm with Travis, though. Yeah, Travis.
This is one of the things that the two people I brought on the show, the new light players, that they complained about. They were like, everything costs 400 legendary shards, and I have like 18. It's just hard, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do, right? If you're a new player, what are you going to do? So the key will be, as long as they don't introduce something else and they stick to their guns and keep it that way. And I'm also with you, E. You know, at some point, now that Glimmer is more important, you know, this cap, you know, is it really needed? Why penalize for long engagement in the game to go past a 250,000, you know, Glimmer? Why is that a problem? Right, is the question, right? Yeah. If you're investing in the game, which is what they want us to do,
then, in my opinion, reward the people who are investing. Don't cap it. So, yeah, I think this is great. I think this is great. And I'm hoping this is everything towards a new direction of Final Shape and that vision that we saw on the Vidoc, you know, where they really claim to, you know, want to get the new player experience in, and hopefully with the quote unquote, not the guided games. What are they calling it? The LFG
in-game LFG. Yeah. I mean, whatever they want to call it, it's in-game LFG.
Yeah, all these things helps to bring down the barriers. So I'm for it. It's just not the implementation.
So you got different dismantle rewards. Some of these currency like amounts that you get are going to be in flux. Like if you break down, you know, exotic weapons, it's 2,000 glimmer. That probably needs to be higher. Break down exotic armor, that should probably be higher. You know, legendary ghosts and sparrows and ships and all that stuff that some people hoard for currency as like a backup bank won't be doing that anymore because those aren't worth anything.
What was it? Starlight, the platinum joint? Yeah, what was that?
One of those. So I mean, I'm okay if they get rid of some of the just that like cheesiness to like season prepping and expansion prepping and save all this money here, but also just don't make it painful on the other side.
Yeah.
Just because you take away my method to store some up, don't make it a pain in the butt to earn it.
Right.
For sure.
Got some raid.
Don't replace it with another currency or I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one I can picture is Xur, but outside of that, I'm hoping they don't either. I just think Xur, they're going to do a little different.
Yeah.
Get rid of
Glimmer while you're at it. It's useless.
What's useless?
Glimmer. Get rid of Glimmer while you're at it.
Get rid of it all.
Crota?
Do we need it?
They need some currency to buy stuff with, so I mean, got to be Glimmer, somewhere. Though? Well, I mean, if you get
actually the fee that you're paying for Glimmer is you have to go to the tower. That's the actual cost.
Well,
what would change if there were no Glimmer in the game? Give me an example. I'll tell you if I agree with you.
I mean, believe me, I wish I didn't actually have to pay for picking up bounties. I always feel like that's actually dumb.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I agree with that. That's actually good.
That'd be like if I had to pay you to deliver pizzas.
Now, if they get rid of legendary shards and they just make weapons at the gunsmith, just Glimmer. That is where I think stuff like Glimmer will play. Bounties, I don't think, should cost anything. You are literally picking up a to-do list. You don't need to pay for your to-do list.
Agreed.
Weapons they do at that. The gunsmith?
Yeah, gunsmith weapons. I don't know how else you're going to buy those.
Well, you should just get them. What would be wrong with you being able to just grab them? You
still so now just everything tower. In the game's free?
You have to go to the tower, and there's only a limited selection every day, right? So that's the fee. The fee is you log on, and you go, and you talk to the vendor that gives it to you.
Well, they're just not going to start handing stuff away for free. You got to buy it for some currency. I mean, why? I'm just, you know, guessing here, but they probably want you to put a little bit of time into the game. As opposed to just log in, free stuff, leave, I've got it all, cool. They probably don't want that for a gameplay.
You can't have the best stuff if you just buy at the gunsmith, though. There's a lot of stuff that's not available there, and it's the good stuff.
I mean, I get that, but I'm just saying that you're probably not going to get stuff for free. So,
comrade, why do you deny my system?
Anyway, let's move on to the Crota numbers.
Cling to your money. Me taking the communist position.
I know, right?
Capitalist in real life.
Give it to everyone.
Yeah.
Anywho, Crota numbers are actually out. So about 525,000 teams entered. And then Guardians that defeated Crota was about 37K. And I don't know if that's challenge or whatever, but it was definitely lower numbers, I think, overall. Basically, every encounter, it goes by half. So you have like 525 goes down to about 248. 248 goes down to about 145. 145 goes down to about 78. 78 goes down to like 37. About 4 million hours spent in the raid for contest mode. I think people are okay with the challenge and some of the tweaks. Like, it is a little... there's probably a little more mechanics in a couple places that feel a little forced, but I will say, like, when the teamwork kind of starts meshing, it definitely is more of a raid.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. I saw some feedback. People really said, like, this is one of the best challenge modes in a while.
I heard people, kind of were quite receptive to it.
I still haven't done Crota's.
Yeah, you got time.
Have you done it?
We should do it.
Have you done it? Oh, yeah, you did it right after.
I did it once. Yeah, I did do it once.
We should do it together, Cog.
Yeah, we should. We should.
We should also do the raid together.
Well, for your guys' sake, coming on Tuesday, there will be So the big issue that happened since it dropped, because during contest you would get Husk of the Pit, Eidolon Ally, and then Necrochasm all at the same time. And then to get the catalyst, you need a certain number of Essence of Oversoul.
Yeah, keep hearing about these essences.
Okay, so before, so right now until, like, you know, from when it launched until this coming Tuesday, it's changing. Mm-hmm. You would get one per week. And then each encounter would have a chance, not the highest, obviously, a chance to drop another one. The first time I did it, I got two. But I know people who, you know, you get your guaranteed one, and then you could probably go a whole raid and maybe not get another one. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do some of the challenges in the title, those will give you some oversoul. And I think for the gun, you need 20.
Mm.
And then for the catalyst, you need a total of 15 more. Now, if you did the contest mode, you got the gun straight away, so you would only need 15 to get the catalyst.
Right.
But if you, any time after that, like once contest is gone, like everybody is now, you need a total of 35.
Wow. Just to get the gun?
To get the gun and the catalyst. 20 to get the gun.
Oh, 20 to get the gun. Okay.
But if you just did it normally, you would get your guaranteed one a week and then maybe another one. So you could do a raid and you would get the Husk of the Pit, start your, and you might have like one, maybe two souls after a raid. Wow. But then if you farm during the week, you might get a couple more, or you would be kind of, if you did it once a week, you would probably get like one, maybe two a week. So, I mean, you're looking at a minimum, a maximum of probably like 20 raids, 20 weeks though. That would be,
that's kind of oppressive. Let's be honest.
So I was like, and apparently they took the feedback. Now, why they thought that was a good idea, I still have questions. Why, like, when you're like, okay, so this is what we think is going to be a good idea. Before it went out the door, that would be one where I have some questions, where it's like, we understand we want you to engage in it, but also that seems a bit much.
Give up your whole life, give up your career.
Yeah. So so apparently the feedback was heard pretty quickly because so on the 19th, on Tuesday, for starters, your first full clear of Crota each week will now provide two guaranteed essence, the guaranteed weekly from defeating Crota and an additional from beating the raid start to finish. Then every time you do a full clear, you'll still earn the additional guarantee. So every farmed run would still guarantee. So you get two guaranteed on your first clear. Mm-hmm. Every run after that would also be a guaranteed extra one. Mm-hmm. Then we're also increasing the drop rate of the random essence of oversoul per encounter. So even your repeated run still might count for two. Your first run might be three.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, finally, we're adding a chance to strike it lucky and earn all the essence necessary to complete both Necrochasm and the Catalyst during a full run. So you might do a run and you might have like four right now, and you might do a run and you might get 31 essence just by luck.
Mm-hmm.
So it does seem like they've shortened the window a lot. And if you get lucky, you're just going to cash in the jackpot and you're good to go.
Sound good. We just got to see how them drop rates, because you know how they are. We increased the drop rate for the exotic raid weapon. Now, and people still running like 35 times, still don't get the thing. We got to see. We got to see what the rates are, because it's always interesting when they don't put a percentage or give us any background.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to give you that percentage.
What the probability increase is.
Be like, it went from 1.1 to 1.11.
We've increased the rate, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. I don't know who I sounded like there, but yeah. Anyway. Travis over here just absolutely roasting me in chat. I'm just trying not to.
I just don't like it when you say Husk of the Pit. It really bothers me.
It's my weapon, dude.
I know, but there's something about you saying it that makes me uncomfortable. You know,
Husk of the Pit.
Yeah, it just, I feel like you're saying it to me, like, you know, with like a your hoodie up and you're in a closet nearby. Like, you know what I mean?
Why do I have a hoodie and I'm in a closet?
I don't know.
I thought it was going to be like hoodie on the streets or something weird, but hoodie in a closet, I'm confused.
I feel like you're hiding behind a pillar in a parking garage when you say Husk of the Pit like that, you know? Yeah. Peeking around a
Husk of the Pit.
anybody else get that shiver up their spine? He says Husk of the Pit. Like that. Sounds like a serial.
All right, as the last word, campfire is just completely burned down the entire set now. Campfire is out of control.
I'm so off task today.
The tie, the cheetah, the Cheetah and the Shinobi, they ran. The whole forest is burned down. The Tai is definitely in just shambles now. You want to see my Husk of the Pit? Yeah, there we go. Now it's getting dirty.
Oh, man. God.
Thank you, all right, Slim.
Slim. All right,
just,
Slim.
And that's it.
It's just vague enough for it to be creepy. Like, if you went up to somebody and were like...
I mean, you could say that about a lot of things if you say it in the right way.
I mean...
Do you
want
to see my water
that...
bottle? Like, I mean, come on, like...
No, water bottle doesn't work. If you went up to somebody and said, I'm going to show you my crust, then that's scary. That's scary, because I don't know what the crust is, but I don't want to
I'm
going to
show you my crust?
Yes.
Like, I...
That's horrifying, E. That was a perfect delivery. Thank you. Like, you said it like a question. That's even worse. Like, you don't know it.
I don't know. Are you sure you want to experience this? Because I don't know what's happening.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is apparently what happens when you fall off the rails. You have not had enough food, caffeine, or otherwise. We are all a little off.
Chat, we got to relax. I see what y'all doing.
Somebody's like, I'm mildly aroused, question mark.
And I don't think that guy's joking, because I know that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, challenge mode we know is coming. So if you got challenge mode for the raid and you want to knock out your challenges, those will start on your weekly cadence. There's some PvP updates. Not going to go through all of the details. Antaeus Ward's being kind of pulled back a little bit. Young Ahamkara's spine. Reducing the impact of the grenade uptime, making it grant energy on final blows instead of damage. There's a lot of things you can read innuendo to, just in these words I'm reading right here. So now my head's just, my mind is just in the gutter. Permanent fort, I'm back in there. My current residence. I will say one of the hilarious things, one of the aid items in Starfield helps with like frostbite and contusions.
Yes.
The most common comment that I have, I said constitution instead of contusions, and everybody laughs at it, because that has got to be the most repeated comment. And now it's seen by way too many people. But I was like, that lives out there forever.
Yeah, that's going to be there forever.
Submachine guns, they'll be like globally increasing the recoil on SMGs to make it more costly. Sniper rifles, fusions, airborne effectiveness, they'll be increasing the airborne accuracy of sniper rifles and slug shotguns. Yeah, it's like overall just some little PvP changes. I don't need to go into too much for that. Checkmate enters the playlist Crucible Labs on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how that plays. I just don't even know if I'm going to remember to go into labs to play it.
That's my problem. I just hate when they throw something in labs. To me, it's just like this I know it's an extra step, it's simple, but it's just like, it's not part of that core, so it's no incentive for me to kind of go directly to it, that I have to find it, like, just throw it in the thing and go. Like, I don't know. Why
just go slap it on control, see how it goes. Like, what's going to happen? Yeah. It's a week.
Yeah. And they did say part of this thing is we were too protective of making things perfect, right? And we're going to throw it in the playlist, man. We'll let you know what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, they're so protective and scared. Put it in labs. Like, I'm not going to labs, fam. I'm just not. It's an extra step I don't want to. And it feels like no one else is in there. So it's like, I'm not going
to. I don't know who you're
going
to be matched up with in there. I think it is pure connection in there, too, if I remember right.
It reminds me of the fake LFG that they first debuted, that no one used to sit in there for hours looking for a raid. Remember? What was that? What was it called? The original LFG attempt that they tried.
Guided games.
Guided games. Yeah, it's like telling
it
me
wasn't
to go
really LFG, because didn't it force you to play with somebody who hadn't done it before or something like that? Wasn't there some like it was it for Sherpa specifically?
No.
Because I did that one.
You could do Fire Team Finder as like you were looking for a fire team or you were looking for guides, or you could be the guide. But I don't think you specifically had to be like first time or Sherpa or anything. I check me.
The time I did it, it was somebody who had never done the raid before and didn't have a mic.
That may have just been bad luck of who you found.
We beat it. We beat it though.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Because the other five people were there to Sherpa, and I think we all wanted the, you know,
like an emblem you can get for doing that. I think. Yeah.
We wanted the emblem or whatever.
But yeah, it's like in Checkmate, it'd be like, what if it was, you know, And there was a thing around it that said like 3x reputation for playing in it. You'd get more people in there to get more data if they just slapped something on there with like a big glowing like 3x circle or something like that. Then you could get me into Checkmate. But it's like I may literally boot up Destiny, like, weekend's gonna come and go, come in, log in, Destiny, and be like, oh, and we'll read the tweet and be like, what do you think of Checkmate? And I'm like, forgot it was there.
Yeah.
And I'm literally talking about it right now, so maybe I'll remember, but yeah, just give me more of a reason to go in there and experiment, because also, I gotta imagine we're not alone. So if they want data, you need to pull people in there to get more data about your, you know, brand new playlist. Checkmate in and of itself sounds cool, because you got, you know, less abilities and you kind of like ramp up as you go. I don't know. I'm curious to check it out, but we will see. And then Trials Weapons, Igneous Hammer is coming up. I know a lot of people are going to be ready to get back on that one.
Iggy.
And then shout out to Lego for getting Movie of the Week for his Tessellation video. That one's actually pretty cool.
Oh, Lego got his job. Oh, I guess it's Lou.
Yeah, being that's a fusion rifle guy, that would be the one he would get it on. So lots of Tessellation videos.
So they're dropping, according to this, am I reading this right? So regular wins have a chance to drop Trials Weapons? Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, regular. Starting tomorrow, every match you win has a high chance of dropping one of the weapons currently available in the loot pool. That would be the regular, non-adept version. During this weekend's Trials, Igneous Hammer will be the adept weapon. Iggy has some new fancy perks like Incandescent for scorching enemies and Keep Away and Fragile Focus for those looking to make it a stat monster, which that actually would. So yeah, those apparently. So yeah, just playing in the playlist. Just
playing in the playlist.
Yeah, it won't be adept, but I mean, of if course, you're a course. More casual player. Now here's a debate I actually was curious on.
Yeah.
Because they've been asking for PvP feedback in a lot of places.
Right.
Fallout put together a pretty good video, and I honestly was kind of on board with a lot of it. I was curious your guys' thoughts. And I know Travis, Trials is not what it used to be. Do you feel like, because I saw, I can't remember if it was Frostbolt who said it, take twos out of Trials. What do you think? Solos or trios only? Oh, no duos.
Okay.
So matches or free-for-all?
No. So freelance, I could mess with that. I think twos does mess it up. In a way, because it's like you could get screwed. If you're that third in that RNG pool of matchmaking, it can be rough. It can be rough sometimes, you know. Or, you remember the old days where it was just like you're with the three, and then you're playing against a two and a one, and you know you have a disadvantage because the twos are talking. So, yeah, I mean, I'm cool with that. With the freelance and the old school. I'm cool.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that I didn't even think about is some people now will just do duos. So because due to matchmaking being fire team heavy specific, you'll avoid the trios and you'll roll the dice on your solo. But if you're a good pair, odds are you're probably going to rock the other pair. Yeah, there you go. Same thing. They said people go in duo to avoid the three stacks. Avoid the
three stacks. Wow.
So yeah, most people do know three people, but they have an easier time as a duo. So now, like, the challenge would be trios. But then if you want to just roll the dice as freelance and see if you get lucky or you can carry the entire team. Yeah. I don't know. I heard that and I like that idea. I'd be curious if they would try it, because I do think if they completely removed freelance from trials, I think the population would go down a decent amount, because a lot of people...
I thought freelance was gone.
Well, not freelance. I just mean solos. If they removed solos, if it was just back to the threes only,
like classic,
I think you would lose a good amount of the population who even just like occasionally go in there, even like me. But the solos, but taking the duos out, I think would probably be. I think that would be a worthwhile experiment. May not be the answer, but I think it would be a worthwhile experiment.
Gary says, why not Trials 4? They had it. That was Trials of the Nine. Trials of the Nine was 4-4.
Yeah, Trials of the Nine was 4-4.
I don't think that it being 4-4 was the reason that mode sucked, though.
No, then you're just trying to find more people.
It was that and the maps. I didn't like the map, and I didn't like the meta at the time. In fairness to Trials of the Nine, Travis is right. There was a lot of factors as to why I didn't feel Trials of the Nine worked. And aesthetically, I hate it.
I love the aesthetics.
You like it? You like the little crazy one with the one sock?
Yeah, I liked it more.
What she said?
Well, I liked.
Remember she used to instead of like she was the voice announcer, remember? And she'd be like judgment or something with you. You like that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I liked Trials of Osiris, but I don't really have any sacred cows in video games, and I liked that they tried a completely different aesthetic that felt otherworldly. And I also felt like that aesthetic is way better for making dedicated maps, because having a giant sun and lots of shadows and like light is not good when you're trying to make like balanced PvP levels, because it's like, oh, there's a giant sun in this direction and there's like a glare and red characters look are like way easier to hide because of all the like orange colors and stuff. And the thing about Osiris was everything was white, so it felt a lot fairer, and you could make like interesting like non-real geometric levels. And I mean, I honestly think Trials of the Nine, it's probably all the problems around it were just like other stuff that didn't really have anything to do with it being 4v4 or being not Trials of Osiris. But yeah, I mean, whatever.
Travis hates Egyptians. It's cool.
Yeah, basically, pretty much.
You hate my people. It's fine.
But here's the real question, though.
They enslaved me, so there's a little bit of a cause there.
A little bit.
I don't know. You know who built those pyramids, bro?
Yo, don't build them. That was good. All right, my bad. Yeah. Man. Let's not get him demonetized. We're messing this boy up today.
Yeah, this channel hopefully still has a life tomorrow.
We'll see.
Yeah. Question for Cog.
Yo.
The release date for The Final Shape, February 27th. The release date for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, February 29th.
I just realized, they just dropped oh my God. Cog, well, at least I got 2 days.
We know what he's going for.
I got 2 days. That sucks for me. That's like when they did you with Elden Ring and what you call it one time, right? Didn't they get you?
Elden Ring and Horizon all stacked on top. Yeah, and then Final Destiny was right in the middle of those two. Yeah,
Final Fantasy is out of my heart. But at least I got 2 days to rock out. And hopefully the raid is like a week or two.
It'll probably be like 10 day, I would imagine. If they can do that for Crota, they'd better do that for Final Shape.
Yeah.
You can enjoy that. You'll do the raid, see whatever happens. And then 2 weeks after the start of the season, we'll get the new episode.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good night for those leaving early.
No doubt. Yeah, send us the story, then raid. Facts. You got to knock on the story. Yeah.
Story first. Knock at the story. Raid will be whenever the raid date is, and then I don't know if there's going to be another mission after the raid or whatever. Something happens after the raid that the whole, even non-raiders, still get to experience the end of something. Because I remember them talking about that in the showcase.
They're going to think that it's the end. Like, it'll probably be...
Maybe there's another mission, some in-game thing. I don't know. Yeah, I'll be curious
Or they'll just copy exactly what they did with... Oryx and
yes, I know what you mean, right?
Yeah,
they'll just do that and be like, yeah, he's dead unless you don't know.
Well, then also, what Helldivers now is going to be all around that time, too. Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
I really we'll say like Alone in the Dark. Not like a big draw, but it's like an OG horror game I played on a very old PC. I played the old one. Yeah, you're like walking around, kind of doing the terrible.
That game used to freak me out. Like used to die in very vicious.
Yeah, that was
conniption like ways.
That was an early horror game for sure. Mm-hmm.
Would you call me?
Not even going to acknowledge that.
We're going to leave that alone.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That didn't warrant a response.
It's like they were supposed to come out in October, and I was like, October is stacked. And they're like, see you guys in about 3 months. The game's probably done, but we're just going to move out of the way. And I was like, finally, somebody admitted it, because more of you need to do that sometimes.
Well, Baldur's Gate did that, except for they moved forward hella confidently and then smoked Starfield on at least a Metacritic.
Yeah.
They moved out of the way for Starfield, remember? That was their week.
Yep. Yeah, the Metacritic on Starfield slowly has been picking down, but
that's because they didn't give codes to lots of different people.
Yeah. I saw Eurogamer finally got theirs out. So, yeah, everybody's all mad. Was a 60.
That's so funny. Whatever. 3 out of 5 stars,
yeah.
Interesting.
That's, it's like we've talked about that enough, but it's... Yeah. it's been.
But people have decided
this as based on the engagement and the sales that game.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I mean, it's
it doesn't,
like,
it doesn't matter it's fine. At all. Yeah,
it does not matter what these outlets talk about. The people have decided they like the game.
Well, some of the people.
Are you playing Mortal Kombat, Cog?
Yes. Oh hell yes.
Okay. Yeah. I knew you've gone through like all the stories previously, right?
Through that, did the Aftermath DLC. Yep. I highly recommend the last one and do the Aftermath DLC. It sets up the new game perfectly.
I need to watch the cinematics on YouTube. I don't know if I have time to play just through all of them.
Bro, watch it. Because they do something that's really cool. And look, I got to be real. Like, Mortal Kombat, when it comes to, I'm a Tekken main, but Mortal Kombat has surpassed all fighters in terms of narrative. It's not even close. Yeah, it's not even close. They
bonkers,
and they involve their entire roster into the stories. It's just, it's excellent.
Well, are you guys going to still be just kind of touching base with Destiny on a weekly basis? Is there a point where like there's certain things you want to engage with? Or
I'm full on in when the expansion comes out. I'm probably going to be reviewing it.
Ooh. Yeah, you probably will. I just mean between like even this season and next season, is it just kind of, you know, do the weekly touch point, kind of check in a little bit here and there. We got a raid. We'll get a dungeon next season. We know that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of another.
I know this is new for Cog, but I've sort of been on that for a while now. Like
you've reviewed way too many games.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not used to reviewing and covering all these about in case. I don't know how you do it, Travis. I really don't. This is insane. Goblin mode is insane.
Goblin mode is sick, dog. Don't underestimate it.
You can't come
outside. That's where I live.
Well, that's been like, I haven't streamed in, except the podcast, honestly. My Twitch is not, I haven't streamed on there because I would get done and then I was playing everything offline. Same thing with Liza P, playing that offline, and then depending on what you're playing early, I can't stream anything. So now I'm just in offline mode. I'm kind of, is Lord Sov like your offline?
Some games let you stream during the review period. They're rare, but they exist. Yeah.
There's one coming out pretty soon. I saw the PR person on Twitter mention it again, and I'm curious if it's going to be fun. It's Party Animals.
Yes, I got my eye on that.
It looks good.
It's soon. It's like 4 or 5 days or something another like
one.
That.
Yeah,
it's like, one. And that one, and I'm wondering, I was like, I don't know if it's going to do like an Among Us or Fall Guys or thing, but it looks goofy fun. I just wonder if it's got like kind of a big enough like pull to get enough people to play it, because it looks kind of fun.
Bro, them little cute animals were terrorizing each other. I am about whatever they're about to do. So I'm hoping it's
a little
messed
up, but funny, yeah.
Yes. It's sadistic fun with the cutest of animals that I've ever seen. And if they could have any bit of Fall Guys energy, it should be able to do well. But we'll see.
We will see.
When is Alan Wake? See, yeah, October is going to suck again.
Alan Wake is going to be crazy.
Alan Wake, Lords of the Fallen, Spider-Man 2.
Woo!
Forza.
Let's see who's reviewing it for IGN. Let's check the spreadsheet.
I want to play Forza really, really, really bad.
You got time. Game Pass, bruh.
No, I'm honestly debating on a steering wheel.
Ooh, well, if you listen
get
to
the chair.
My
don't
new
get
interview.
The steering wheel if you don't get the chair.
No, well, the biggest thing is, like, I have a good desk. I can lower the desk down some to kind of, like, set it up and just, like, clamp it here. I literally just need some. I need to be able to put the pedals against something so they don't push away. If I could set that up, then I could probably just clamp it right here to my desk and be good. But I want to get like the 8 or 9 newton meter like resistance, like a Fanatec or something like that. I want to get a good wheel because I haven't really gone hard on a racing game, and this feels like one that I want to go on.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'll ever go like full iRacing and all that
I'm
stuff.
Surprised.
But
you didn't do. Did you do Turismo at all, or not so much?
So my issue with Forza versus Turismo was. Since about Forza 3, whenever that kind of hit its stride, it just felt better.
Okay.
And that's one of those where I'm like, and I can't explain it, because like I watch some videos and people are like, well, you know, Gran Turismo is like a really good sim, and I'm like, but it's just like it was one of the things that really bugged me when you would bump into another car in Gran Turismo, and the best way I can describe it is like an empty bathtub going like boonk, like into each other. There was no, it never felt
weight that
yeah the weight never felt there was just like thump and stuff like, and then like There was Forza 5 when, like, me and two friends, online ghosts, racing each other, same course, like, set car, and just, like, shaving milliseconds off. And it was just, there's certain things Forza's done. It's like, Gran Turismo has the licenses, which is cool.
Yeah, just kind of recall, yeah.
And, I don't know, it's just Forza for, I mean, they did the driving line first, which I know is just everywhere now, but since about 3, I think it was, with Forza many years ago, kind of hooked me on that one more so. Like, I played Gran Turismo, like, early, but I think Forza 3 is probably the one that converted me.
Okay. Yeah, I think you, the key is going to be for you whether you like the change to the experience system.
I think that's going to be a question.
Yeah, that's only a question that the hardcore can answer. But I will say, for a casual person like me, it really incentivized me to shave seconds off the way they broke the track down in segments. It's constant.
I mean, Maddie said he was intrigued to play a little more. And I was like, if you got Maddie thinking about it when you guys are just like absolutely crapping on anything racing in a showcase and be like, get this out of here, I don't need this. Mm-hmm. The fact that you guys were debating on playing more, I was like, must be doing something all right. Yeah.
No, they definitely did, because, again, just to play practice laps and then the qualifying laps before, I would always, in past games, view that as a chore, whereas this was like, yo, it is really helping me improve, and I'm seeing the visual result. It kind of reminds me of a little bit of, if you ever played Project Gotham Racing.
Oh,
they
kudos.
Had a kudo. What? Yeah, they had a kudos. I love that game. The kudo system. They
Those
have
the
a
days.
Yeah, oh bro, classic. That game was so good. Yeah. Like it's like a simulation version of that to really help you improve clean racing, driving, and your skill set and everything. You're leveling it up. You're doing this, you're getting it. That's how it felt. And it felt good. So we'll see. We'll see if the rest of the key's gonna be the career mode for you. If it, you know,
yeah, if it,
check
if it
off
clicks.
All the boxes, yeah, if it clicks and stuff like that. But as a casual guy, I was like, no, I mean, it felt good as a simulation racer.
I was like, I'll probably start controller. I actually had to switch. I was playing Lords of the Fallen, and I think I've got like a loose, like a drift spot or something, because the camera would just slowly go up reason. I'm like, then I switched over to my PlayStation, and I'm like, I still love my PlayStation PS5 controller better than anything. That's still my favorite.
So you prefer the you prefer the parallel versus the offset?
That's just never, like, I can play both ways. It's how the controller feels in my hand. I don't mind the sticks either way.
See, for me, I can't. I love the PS joystick for fighters and the D-pad.
Yeah.
But I can't stand it for FPS.
Oh, I don't play FPS on a controller anyway. So
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I'm not the best judge of that one, but just like the way it feels in my hand, I love the PS5 one. I haven't got the Edge, but I probably will at some point. But
I feel that.
I don't know. Weird week. I know we've been busy playing other stuff. I'll have more to say on Liza P next week. I'll probably do, I haven't had a chance to fully review, so probably look for an impressions video from me tomorrow morning, sometime, and then I'll probably do a tips video on it. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I want to cover for Starfield, but I feel like everybody's covered just about everything at this point. There's a lot of content out there for Starfield, so maybe a little bit, and then dabble in a little Destiny and see what's next on the horizon. But what about you guys? What do you got cooking in the next week? Travis, what are you? I know you just dropped Lords, or I mean, you dropped Liza P, so what do you got next?
Well, I dropped Liza P and another review on the same day, actually, which is a review in progress for Payday 3. Payday 3 comes out on Tuesday, and the developer was willing to give us a code, but on the day it enters, quote, early access, and we wouldn't be able to publish a scored review until the day it reaches regular access. So we politely told them that that is stupid and that we were not going to agree to that embargo. So I will be playing it when it enters early access on Tuesday or Monday or whenever, and then I will have my review out as soon as I can, probably a day or two later. But yeah.
Did you play the
early
beta?
Access is stupid, by the way. Yeah, I played the open beta. That's what I based my review in progress on.
Okay. My buddy played beta and didn't feel like it was much different than that. Just kind of reminded him of Payday 2. It didn't do a lot for him, so I was curious what you take on that was.
I think it makes big, impressive changes in certain areas. The combat is a lot better. Movement is a lot better. The stealth options, they actually made stealth way more viable in this game, which is awesome. You actually have like whole separate paths. You know, in Payday 2, you would have to like drill through the same vault no matter what, but on the stealth version of it, you just had to like get a silent drill and try to not make too much noise. This game, it's like there's a whole separate path where if you want to get into the vault without making noise, it's about like stealing key cards from guards and like slipping past security systems. It's like a whole separate play. And then if you want to go loud, then that's when you bring out like the thermite and like blow through the walls and stuff. So it seems like they're going to focus way more on that. There were some worrying signs, like the technical issues were still there, which Payday 2 had a ton of technical issues and server connectivity problems. And then also I feel like they dumbed down the character skill tree building stuff, which really bothers me because I really liked the build crafting in Payday 2. So there's some parts where I was like, eh, but I think like assuming that that stuff gets worked out, the technical issues and maybe the skill tree, maybe they revise that, or maybe it was just simplified for the beta. If they get rid of some of that, I think it'll be a major step up. I love Payday. So even if it were just more Payday, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
I'm just curious because, it sounds like a little couple different takes. So kind of just curious where it was landed.
I think it'll be divisive and I might not end up coming out on the positive side of it. But I liked what I played in the beta. Granted, the beta was literally just one heist and there's 8 heists in the full game. So I haven't really played enough to form a full opinion yet.
Dog, what do you got cooking?
Yeah, just
have you talked about all the things you can talk about? Or are you still under NDA for all the things?
Yes, one I can talk about, which was The Crew. I've been playing that one.
Motorfest or something?
The new one, yeah. Okay, we got access like to that.
Forza, The Crew.
Yeah, it's kind of, I have to give Ubisoft credit. They did a good job of stealing the Horizon formula very well. The festival and the... I was like,
where's this one located? I forget. Not Hawaii, because that's, I feel like, something coming later.
It's going to come to me. I can't remember right now. But it was fun. I have to admit, I was coming into like, Ubisoft, The Crew. All right. You know, kind of thing. But no, I was pretty surprised. It's pretty fun. I like the system so far. I got to get some more hours into it. Obviously, Mortal Kombat's coming up. That's big. I did try the open beta, like Travis is talking about, for Payday. I thought it was fun.
But you did.
Okay. Yeah, I really thought it was fun. Music was hilarious. I like how crazy it gets when you go loud and then you start seeing the craziness and the snipers in the roof and the pianist. It gets nuts. Yeah, it's a thing to it. So I had fun with it.
It's a perfect
it.
Game to play with the boys. Just down with like three friends.
Like, yeah, co-op has got to be the only way on that one.
Yeah, if you're not playing it with a full stack and you're playing it with like random matchmade people, it's pretty, it's not as good. Although I did do 2 successful stealth heists all the way through with matchmade teams, which is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that, and then, we got the Forza review coming, and there's one more, obviously, I can't talk about. And just getting ready for, like I said, Mortal Kombat. For me personally, that I'm glad, sometimes I like when Travis said
tomorrow,
it best, like,
right?
Yeah, sometimes I like when you don't have to review something, and now it's like I can just enjoy it. Like I don't have to be with this super critical eye, and you know all this other stuff.
The stream is bouncing all over the place. May I wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it because it's internet been crazy today.
Yep. For me, Lies of P stuff will be coming, and then a little bit of Destiny. I think my time might be done with Starfield for now, so we'll see what comes next. But. Mm-hmm. For the moment, just seeing what's on the horizon. So might play. Yeah, internet's struggling right now. So for a nice little 90-minute episode. I know Destiny wasn't the biggest topic here, but we got some interesting stuff to look forward to. I will have to see if this stream is reasonable or if it is gotta be.
Dominable.
I might have to re-upload it or something, which is fine because it takes like 10 seconds to upload when it's working. Correctly.
Oh, you got the internet.
Yeah, this is weird. This is the first. But for episode number 264. September 14th, we got a guest next week. We got Ballista Kitty. Just a cool like PvP player. She's a beast. She was part of the winning team at GCX. She's the one who was on the winning
screen.
On the winning tournament team. I've known her from kind of met her briefly at a couple. And then week after, we've got IRL Guardian doing his live action animations and the stuff he did. Travis was in his movie of the week video a long time ago. So a couple
cool.
weeks
I was,
got some,
yeah.
We got some guests coming up that should be fun. And then October is probably going to be a little bananas. So we will see what we can keep track of. Thank you guys very much. Chat, you guys have been fun. Thanks for putting up with a weird connection. Hopefully it's a little more resolved next week. And for this episode, it has been... The last word.
Last word.